You're listening to Anthropocene Radio, guerrilla news for climate justice at COP21.
Can you tell us what type of measures did you experience when you were trying to get into France? How did you come and what happened to you?
I came by bus, and at the border from Belgium, we were stopped by army and douane, like the border control. So the normal procedure, putting the bags outside, letting a dog sniff everything, but the bus was enclosed by army, and there were two heavily armed cops per person in the bus, two of them per person, and while we were being controlled, they took our phones and they checked the phones on a computer. I knew from two friends that it was related because they didn't get into the country. They check if there's anything related to activism on the phone. And, well, one of the cops started shouting at me and then looked outside and nodded. And when I followed his gaze, I saw that there was a little red dot on my coat. And that there were two snipers pointing at me, which made me very uncomfortable.
Naturally.
Yeah. And then I got a lot of questions, what I was coming to do, where I was going, why I was traveling alone, and why I was so uncomfortable, if I had something to hide. But of course my response was like, well, there are two snipers pointing at me, so of course I'm uncomfortable at the moment. After which the cop walked away laughing, and that was it. But it took like half an hour or something that I was questioned. And yeah, having so much army around and two snipers pointing at you.
Very scary.
It's very scary, and at the same time checking your phone and yeah.
And what do you know what happened to your friends or to the people you knew? That on what grounds did they forbid the entrance? Did they explain? Did they give any explanation, or they just didn't allow?
They didn't allow them. I'm not sure. I had only very short contact with them. They told me to bring a clean phone with me. So I did. I got a phone before going to Paris and left my other phone at home. But yeah, on the, like, since it's in a state of emergency, the police doesn't really have to have a legitimate
explanation.
They can keep people outside if they suspect them from being in any way connected with activism or yeah, other organizations.
Yeah. So basically, a recommendation for anybody who wants to participate in the mobilizations around the COP would be that they are stopping people entering by checking their phones.
Yeah.
And it would be wise to, before coming here, get another phone.
Yeah.
And therefore avoid this technique.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Or like clean install the whole phone, like safely clean install it. But maybe if you have like a spare phone at home, or like have a few euros for a secondhand phone, would be good to take a new one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Help us to spread the word by tweeting this program.